Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel, and today we're in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6. It reads, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled." Hunger and thirst for righteousness. Being hungry and being thirsty are rather unpleasant, but they do lead to something very pleasant, because when our hunger and thirst is filled and dealt with, then we feel wonderful. And there's something wonderful about hungering and thirsting for righteousness and to be then filled by God. So what is Jesus talking about here? Well, righteousness is, well, there are three main aspects to it in the Bible. The first is a legal righteousness. In other words, being in a right relationship with God. I don't think this is the main focus here, because Jesus is talking to people who are already following him. But then the second aspect of righteousness is moral. In other words, having a right character and a conduct that pleases God. I think that's what he's mainly on about here, because the rest of the Sermon on the Mount focuses on this, the way we walk with God. It contains also the idea of growing in our relationship with God, growing in our, what the Bible might call sanctification. It's a desire to be free from sin's power and right with God. It's a desire to be free from even the desire for sin. It's a desire to be close to Jesus and for the Holy Spirit to do his work in our life. A desire for holiness. Growing in the fruits of the Spirit is a sign of being filled by God, and that is a sign that we have been hungering and thirsting after righteousness. We see this desire in the Apostle Paul, for example, in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. He says, "I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death." He wants to know Jesus Christ. He has a hunger to continue to grow and to learn and to be perfected. And this is something that everybody that follows Jesus Christ wants, and Jesus is encouraging us to continue to want, to continue to hunger and thirst for righteousness throughout our Christian lives. And we know then that as we go through the Christian life, we will be filled and continue to be filled more and more full of Jesus Christ, and then ultimately to be with him forever. At a future time, there will be a time when we will not hunger or thirst anymore. Revelation chapter 7, verse 16. "Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." What a wonderful promise. Well, let's hunger and thirst in this life. It's okay. That hungering and thirsting for righteousness will lead us to being continually more and more filled with what Christ has for us. And we know that at some point in the future, there will come a time when that kind of hunger will be completely done away with in the next life. Well, next time we'll go on to look at verse 7. But until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.